buying. So I'm paying my dues and so I'm singing. If you got music in your blood, well, that's gold dust, 'cause you can't buy love. Hell no. It ain't about the money. It ain't about the work, work, working hard. It's all about the fire in your heart. Hell no. It ain't about the money. I don't need gold in my soul. So let me know. So let me know. Oh, it ain't about the money. Oh, no. It ain't about the money.
Breeze Red Wine. You're listening to Stuart Pink on Phoenix FM.
Yes, it is. And I'm very pleased to say, zooming onto the show, is singer, songwriter, and all-round superstar with the coolest name I have ever heard. It's Breeze Red Wine. Hello.
Hi, you all right?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm good, thank you.
Good. Can you describe the backdrop for us? Where are you zooming in from?
I'm from Norfolk, near a little village called Diss.
Diss. I've heard of Diss. I always think it's a great place name, Diss.
So. Yeah.
Much fun to have it. Brilliant. Thanks for coming on. It's great to chat to you, for taking the time and hang out with us on Drive. Regular listeners of Phoenix FM will remember, or might remember, you've been on the airwaves with us before. I first discovered your music during lockdown when you came on and had a chat with the lovely Michelle Wald to introduce your single Money, I think it was back then.
Yeah, that was back. Yeah.
Do you remember? A lot has changed since then. There's been a couple of pandemics, a couple of world wars. You know, it's all been kicking off, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a great track. We just played it. In some ways, I guess the whole theme of the song really kind of more relevant now, more than ever, with rising cost of living and fuel prices.
Yeah, different now than any. Well, actually, I don't know, because the song's more about how you don't. It's not about the money to make a successful career and stuff like that. So it's probably the opposite, actually, thinking about it.
You don't need money to have a good time. It's a terrific song. I love your music. It's brilliant. When you were on air with us last time, it was, of course, in the throes of the pandemic, stuck at home, missing live gigs. But you've been back out again.
Yeah. I've been back out. I've been touring this year. I started in Brighton and then I did the Great Escape Festival and I've been to Bristol, Winchester, all sorts of places. I'm going to Glasgow next weekend.
Oh, amazing.
For a foodies festival. So I've got a residency with the foodies festival, singing on their stage. And then, yeah, I've got a big one on the 10th of September in the Norwich Foodies Festival, supporting Sophie Ellis-Bextor. So, yeah, it's all going really well for me.
Oh, incredible. What's it been like for all that time sitting at home and sort of wanting to get out there and do gigs? How's it been getting back out into the swing of it and getting your music out there in crowds?
I mean, I've missed it, so I've kind of... It's kind of been weird, but nothing new, really. It's kind of just a... just roll back into it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying being back into it now. But yeah, it wasn't too hard to get back into it, if you see what I mean, really.
You stayed fresh. That's good. I think a lot of people, I mean, I've certainly found getting back out in front of crowds was like, oh, blimey, I forgot how to do it now. But you slipped it back on like a good pair of slippers.
Yeah.
Before we talk about one gig in particular, which I want to discuss with you, I thought we'd have a little listen to your current single, which I've been loving. It's been out a little while, but our listeners will be perfectly capable of singing along and belting out the chorus. What can you tell us about the inspiration behind Pretty Tough Girl?
Before lockdown, I had a lot of... problems with my music career, and I really wanted to write a song about how hard it is for especially a young female to make it into the industry, really. And yeah, that's really what it's about, just how hard it is and how I've kind of overcome it, and it's actually made me stronger because now I feel like I can fight against them people, but not in the way like argue back, but just be better than them, do you know what I mean? Like, so
Yeah,
just kind of just being above them and just not even listen to them.
What sort of things, are you able to sort of go a bit deeper into that? I don't want to pry too deep, but if you could look back and sort of speak to a younger version of yourself, what sort of advice would you give yourself?
The same thing, really, because, I mean, I've had it all growing up. I was bullied in high school and stuff. Just to ignore them, because the people that do it, the people that bully you and the people that want to see you fall are the people you just don't even want to be surrounded by. So just ignore them.
Excellent advice. It's a brilliant song. So do you want to introduce it and we'll have a listen to it now?
Yeah, thank you. This is my new song, Pretty Tough Girl.
You liked me better when I'm thinner. Ever wonder how that felt? Made my blood run thicker. Held my breath till my tears were dry. Baby, I was born a winner, and I don't need your help. I'm a pretty tough girl. I got pretty tough skin. No matter how hard you try to break me, your words are sinking in. I'm the queen of my world. Ain't gonna drag me down. No matter how hard. Your words I'm sinking in. I'm a pretty tough girl. You keep trying to start a fire, but I'm water on your flames. Feel the sparks start flying when you say my name. Your voice keeps getting louder, but I can't hear anything you say. You think you got the power. I don't wanna play your games. I'm a pretty tough girl. I got pretty tough skin. No matter how hard you try to break me, your words are sinking in. I'm the queen of my world. Ain't gonna drag me down. No matter how hard you try to break me, your words are sinking in. You think that you could
without the consequence. Did you think that you could change me? Try to break my confidence. Did you think that you could shake me without the consequence? Did you think that you could change me? Try to break my confidence. I'm a pretty tough girl.
Pretty Tough Girl by the brilliant Breathe Red Wine. Fantastic song. And I'm delighted to say Breathe Red Wine is still with me right now. What a great song.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
There's honestly so much to love about it. It's the riff, the pounding kind of beat to it. It's so cool. The message in the lyrics, awesome stuff. I saw on your Instagram last week, you were playing a gig at what I would say a pretty key time in female empowerment history.
Oh yes, I know what you're on about. Yes, so I'm sponsored by Son and Barnes Park, and I was just doing a few numbers in their new sports bar with them, which have just opened, and it happened to be the night that the Euros final was on, and as they were scoring the second goal, I was singing Pretty Tough Girl, and it was about to go in the chorus, and everyone was going, and I was like, what's going on? And I was like, I looked at the screen, screens everywhere, and I was like, oh my word, they've scored. Yeah, it was really such, I mean, I don't know how they, it was like it was meant to be. They were meant to score at that exact time, but it's really weird, really weird.
It's definitely got to go and check out the video if you haven't seen it, because it was such a magical moment. I mean, for the whole, you mentioned there about the whole song being about, you know, just believing in yourself and not listening to any haters and stuff. And then seeing that goal go in at that time was like, oh, look at that. Yeah,
it's just like, you couldn't plan it, could you? I don't even know how to explain it.
It must have been cool. But at the same time, I saw it and I thought it must be so challenging for musicians to do a gig in a place like that where you've got football literally up above your head. What's it like to perform in a place like that when there's a big major event on? I mean, people should be enjoying your music.
I mean, it wasn't really planned. I kind of just got up on stage. I mean, there was a few people on before. It was like kind of like an open mic thing. It was really just out of the blue. And I've never had a reaction when that's happened. I don't really tend to play when the football's on, but it was kind of like, I don't really know how to explain it, but everyone was like, yeah. And then they were like looking at me and they're like, yeah. And it was like, okay, this is weird, but cool at the same time.
Yeah. If you're going to do a crowd dive, that would have been the time.
Yeah, it would have been the perfect time. Yeah.
We just heard the track, Pretty Tough Girl. In that track, I think you can really sort of spot you've got a great vocal range in your songs, almost kind of bluesy. Brilliant. Have you always been a singer? Is that something you've always done?
I mean, I've always sang since I was little, but in primary school, in the last like play we did in year six, my music teacher actually said to my mum, you should get me some singing lessons. And then I turned 11 and then I got my first singing lesson. And then I kind of just, it's just been a journey from there, really. That's where I started and never really stopped.
Oh wow, so it started with a school play. That's beautiful. Can you remember what character you were?
I was Mary.
Mary, oh, in the classic Bible story.
Classic one. Yeah,
amazing. Did you have songs? Can you remember what they were?
Oh no.
too far. Yeah, I think Pretty Tough Girl would have fitted in rather well. Mary was an inspiration. the song's great. I mentioned the riffs. You play guitar as well?
I play a bit of guitar. I'm not as good as the people playing on there at all, but yeah, I can play the basics, and that's kind of, I mean, that's how I started writing. So when I started learning to play guitar, and I just started to, you know, have a little play around, and yeah, just never stopped.
Excellent stuff. So what kind of inspirations did you have growing up when you're learning your guitar and you're singing songs and stuff? What do you sort of draw from?
I mean, it's really changed as I've grown up. I mean, when I was really little, I used to listen to Kelly Clarkson. And then it changed to Fall Out Boy and Shawn Mendes, which are two completely different ends of the spectrum.
What a mix up that would be. Yeah, great.
And then I kind of just listen to a bit of everything now. I mean, I listen to a bit of indie, a bit of Sean still, a bit of Fall Out Boy, bit of melodic rap as well some now. I listen to pretty much everything, but I kind of draw inspiration from a lot of things, a lot of experiences as well. All my songs are written about things that I've experienced, and yeah.
Do you find yourself, when you're writing your stuff, you write from experience, that it makes you feel better after you've finished a song? Does it kind of like have this cathartic process to it? Or
yeah, it's kind of like and I usually write when I'm kind of over it. I'm kind of like, right, I calm down. Now I'm going to write a song. Now I'm going to write an absolute banger and just prove them wrong.
Amazing attitude to have. That's brilliant. So, Mum obviously got you involved in music and stuff. You mentioned there that you started singing lessons as a kid. Do your parents come and see you gigging?
Yeah. Well, my mum comes everywhere. And then my brother used to, he still plays guitar, actually. That's what I was kind of, he used to play electric. We live in the middle of nowhere, so he could play the electric guitar at full blast all the time when I was a baby. So I just used to sleep through it. So I guess it just... I don't know, but my mum and dad aren't, neither of them are musical at all, so we don't really know where it came from.
But you and your brother both have this musical ability out of nowhere.
Yeah, we kind of say to each other, like, oh well, I'm the better singer and you're the better guitarist, and we kind of just fight back from each other, but yeah, no, we get on, it's fine.
Have you ever done much collaboration? Is that a brother sister a tour coming soon, or...?
No, definitely not. I think we'd do each other's head in.
Be like the Gallaghers all over again. Yeah, no, don't do it. So what's next in your musical journey? Is there new stuff on the boil? We've got concerts and things.
I haven't got any future releases at the moment. I will be releasing in the future, but right now I don't have, I'm not planning on releasing anything right this second. I'm just mainly focusing on touring at the moment. I've got a few more left on my tour. I'm going to Glasgow next weekend, Exeter in September, and then I've also got a support slot with Sophie Ellis-Bextor in Norwich on the 10th of September. So yeah, I'm very, very busy, and then I've got little gigs through that as well, just dotted around everywhere, really. So yeah.
Amazing stuff. So where can we see you with Sophie Ellis-Bextor? What date was that?
It's the 10th of September at Earlham Park in Norwich.
Front and centre then. Make sure we're crowd surfing and all sorts. That sounds brilliant. Breeze, it's been lovely to chat to you. Thanks for taking the time. But you'll have to come and rock out with us in the studio sometime at Phoenix FM Towers.
Definitely. Thank you.
Brilliant. Where can we keep up with all your latest exploits, social media and stuff? Where can we find out all the latest... Yeah.
I'm on everything. I'm on Instagram at Breeze Official Music, and then the rest, I think, is just Breeze Redwire. I mean, I don't think anyone else has got my name, so I'm quite easy to find. I'm lucky. I was given such a unique, random name, I guess.
is it your birth name? I assumed you'd made it a stage name. That's incredible! Wow.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. Breeze, thank you so much. It's been lovely to chat to you. Good luck with the dates and things, and we'll definitely sort out getting you down here for a live sesh sometime.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
We meet undercover. The faces.